Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, I want to start with a specific kind of headache. I think, you know, every single business owner or sales leader listening right now has felt this. You know you need to be out there. You have to be on LinkedIn, on YouTube, in the podcast apps, writing articles. You feel that pressure just constantly.
It's that pressure to publish or perish.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But here's the problem, and the sources we're looking at today frame this so perfectly. We used to worry about distribution 20 years ago. The hard part was getting your commercial on TV or, you know, getting your product on the actual physical shelf at Walmart.
Right. That was the bottleneck. Limited shelf space. You had to fight for every single inch.
But the source material for today, it leads with this massive realization. Shelf space is now infinite.
Mm-hmm.
You can upload 10,000 videos to YouTube today if you want. Nobody is stopping you. The pipe is just wide open.
And that's the trap, isn't it? Because the pipe is infinite, but your ability to fill it? Well, that isn't.
That is the production bottleneck. And that is exactly what we are unpacking today. We are smashing two very different worlds together to solve it. We're taking Pipeliner, which creates this highly visual, efficient CRM software, and we're crashing it into this industrial engine called the Auto Content API.
It's a fascinating combination. On one hand, you have the heartbeat of sales management in Pipeliner. And on the other, you have what the sources describe as an API-first infrastructure for content transformation.
And the mission for this deep dive is pretty specific. What happens to your sales numbers when you stop writing content manually and start, I guess, manufacturing it industrially? Can you actually automate the voice of your company without sounding like a robot?
And maybe more importantly, how does that help the person carrying a quota? Because if it doesn't help them sell, it's just noise.
So let's set the stage with the sales team. We have a lot of documentation here on Pipeliner CRM. And if you read through their philosophy, there's one phrase that just keeps popping up, win together.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also obsessed with efficiency.
They are. Pipeliner is really interesting because they are very anti-admin. They explicitly state no full-time admin needed. Their whole interface is visual. It's designed to keep the salesperson's eyes on the prize, not on data entry.
Which sounds great. Just go sell. But here's the conflict. To sell effectively today, you need what marketers call mental availability. You have to be top of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And to be top of mind, you need materials. You need articles, updates, explainers, videos.
You can't just cold call people anymore. You have to nurture them.
Exactly. So the rep needs content. But they are told, don't waste time creating content. So let's play devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
Why can't the company just hire a guy? Why can't I just get a videographer, an editor to pump this stuff out for the sales team?
You can, but have you looked at the invoice for just hiring a guy lately?
I have a feeling you're about to ruin my day with some math.
The Auto Content source breaks this down, and it is, well, it's painful. If you want a high-quality produced podcast episode, just one, you are looking anywhere from a few hundred bucks on the low end to $15,000.
Wait, 15 grand? For 30 minutes of audio.
For the strategy, the recording, the editing, the clips, the show notes, all of it. Yes. Now imagine doing that every single week.
You're burning a massive salary every month just on MP3 file.
Exactly. And for video, even short form, you're looking at $3,000 per project easily. So you have this clash. Pipeliner is telling the sales rep, focus on selling, don't do admin. But the market is saying you need expensive video to get attention.
And the sales rep is stuck in the middle with an empty hard drive. This is what the sources call the production bottleneck.
Right. The sales reps in Pipeliner, they want to engage. They want to send a lead, a video, or a podcast. But they just lack the assets because manual creation is linear. One person, 1 hour, one piece of content. It's just too slow.
And this is where Auto Content proposes a shift from manual creation to automated transformation. And I want to pause on that word transformation, because that was a bit of an aha moment for me reading the sources. It's not about writing new stuff from scratch, is it?
No, and that's the key distinction. Most companies think they have a content problem, but they actually have a format problem. The Auto Content API operates on the premise that a business usually has the information. It's in Pipeliner's knowledge base, or it's in a white paper, a PDF, a URL.
It's just trapped. It's trapped in a boring text document that nobody wants to read.
Precisely. Transformation means the API takes that PDF and instantly converts it into a podcast, a video, and a blog post simultaneously.
So instead of a linear process, write, then record, then edit, it's parallel processing. You feed the engine one input and you get five outputs.
Exactly. And when you apply that to a Pipeliner user, suddenly that salesperson doesn't need to stop selling to write an email update. They can leverage existing data to generate assets instantly.
Okay, let's talk about getting leads into Pipeliner in the first place. Because before you can manage a deal, you have to catch the lead. The sources mentioned something called programmatic SEO, or PSEO.
This is a high-leverage strategy, but it's often misunderstood.
Yeah, when I hear programmatic SEO, I usually think of those spammy websites, you know, best plumber in Austin, best plumber in Dallas, best plumber in Houston.
Right, and it's the exact same text. They just swapped out the city name.
Does it even work anymore?
Not really, no. That's what Google calls thin content. If you try that today, Google's algorithm looks at it, realizes there's no unique value, and just buries you on page 50. You're invisible.
Okay, so how does the Auto Content API fix that? Because if we're automating it, aren't we just creating spam faster?
That's the crucial distinction. The API doesn't just swap the city name. It generates unique multimedia for every single page.
Give me an example. How does that look in practice?
So take the travel company example from the source data. They wanted 5,000 pages for different cities. Instead of just text, the API generated a unique city guide podcast episode and a vertical video for each of those 5,000 cities.
Wait, 5,000 unique podcast episodes?
Yes. So when a user lands on the Tokyo page, they aren't just reading generic text. They are listening to a 5-minute audio guide about Tokyo generated from structured data.
And Google sees that engagement, people listening, staying on the page, and it ranks it higher.
Precisely. It increases dwell time. It turns thin content into rich media at a scale that is, you know, humanly impossible.
And for a business using Pipeliner, that means you can flood your niche. You can have explainer videos for every single industry vertical you sell into.
And those leads flow directly into Pipeliner's visual pipeline. It's about volume and quality. And the cost arbitrage here is what makes it possible for a normal business, not just a giant corporation.
The math was pretty wild in the source. We said earlier that producing a short video manually is around $300 to $3,000.
And via the Auto Content API, it's about 400 credits, roughly 4 euros. That's a 98% reduction in cost.
4 euros versus $300.
It allows for creative testing at scale. You can afford to be wrong 99 times if the 100th video brings in a whale of a client. You simply cannot do that with manual production.
That is incredible leverage. Okay, so we've got leads coming in. Now let's talk about when the lead is actually in the pipeline. Pipeliner is famous for its visual interface and tools like Voyager AI.
Right. Pipeliner is very strong on structure. Voyager AI helps you navigate the sales process, but Auto Content brings in something called deep research. This isn't just asking a chatbot a generic question.
No, the source says it performs multi-step reasoning. It actually browses the live web places like FT.com or SEC.gov-2, create structured briefings.
So picture a scenario for a Pipeliner user. You are targeting a specific industry, say logistics. Usually you'd pitch a generic deck, but with Auto Content, you use the recurring research feature.
And how does it work?
You set a trigger. Scan for new competitors or market changes in logistics every 24 hours. The API does the reading, synthesizes the findings, and here's the cool part. It can output a daily audio briefing, a podcast just for you.
So the sales rep wakes up, gets in their car, drives to the client, and listens to a 5-minute podcast generated that morning about the specific industry they are selling into.
Precisely. They walk into that meeting informed by fresh data without having spent hours reading the Wall Street Journal.
That aligns perfectly with Pipeliner's promise of real productivity. It's giving the rep an unfair advantage.
It creates authority. You aren't just selling a product. You are bringing market intelligence to the table. And you didn't have to work for it. The infrastructure did it for you.
I love that image of the rep in the car. It actually leads us to another huge use case mentioned in the source material, internal communications.
Oh, this is a massive hidden cost in business. The source calls out the CEO paradox.
The CEO paradox. Break that down for me.
Employees and customers, they want to hear from leadership. They crave that connection. They want to know the vision. But the CEO has zero time to sit in a recording booth.
And Auto Content has a solution called voice cloning. Now, I have to stop you there. Because voice cloning sounds a little sci-fi, maybe even a little creepy to some people.
It can be if it's misused, but in this context, it's purely practical. The CEO records once just a few minutes of audio to train the model. The API creates a clone. From then on, the marketing or comms team can generate daily updates, market thoughts, or internal memos in the CEO's voice without ever touching their calendar.
That's efficiency.
Yeah.
And for Pipeliner users who often have complex sales units and hierarchies, this solves the information silo problem.
Think about Pipeliner's release notes or complex compliance updates. Nobody reads a 10-page memo.
I definitely don't.
Exactly. But if you convert that into a private internal podcast,
reps can listen while they're driving.
Right. Pipeliner has a mobile app. The context is often mobile. Listening is passive consumption. It ensures the team is actually aligned. And since Pipeliner is global, we have to talk about language.
The Tower of Babel problem.
The auto content source mentions it supports over 50 languages. This is massive for a global sales team managed in Pipeliner. You can have a workflow where an English sales update is instantly transcribed, translated, and resynthesized into Spanish, German, and Japanese.
So the team in Tokyo hears the update in Japanese
yeah.
and the CEO's voice at the same time the team in New York hears it.
Yes. It creates a unified culture and ensures that Win Together philosophy of Pipeliner applies across borders. It effectively multiplies the total addressable market and internal alignment speed.
Okay, we've talked about the concepts, but I want to see this in my head. I'm a sales rep using Pipeliner. I got my coffee. I'm looking at my visual pipeline. Walk me through the magic trick. How do these two things actually touch?
This is where we get into the automatizer.
I love that name. Pipeliner's automatizer. It sounds like a superhero gadget.
It kind of is. It's Pipeliner's built-in automation engine. The source describes it as a point-and-click workflow builder. No coding needed. Use conditions and triggers right there within the CRM.
And auto content is API first and integrates with platforms like Make.com or Zapier.
So let's construct a magic workflow using these two. Imagine a sales rep in Pipeliner drags a lead, let's call it Acme Core, from the qualified stage to the proposal stage in that visual pipeline.
Okay, simple action. I drag the tile. That's my whole job.
That's your physical action. But in the background, Pipeliner's automatizer wakes up. It sees that move and sends a signal, a webhook, to the Auto Content API saying, go to work on Acme Corp.
And what is the API doing while I'm sipping my coffee?
It's visiting Acme Corp's website. It's reading their About Us page. It's identifying their pain points. It is browsing the web for recent news about them.
And then?
It creates a video. Maybe it's a personalized audit video or an explainer video using a specific avatar, maybe even an avatar of you, the sales rep.
So it creates the video file.
Yeah.
And where does it go?
Using the integration, that video link is pushed back into Pipeliner. It appears right there on the power panel or the activity feed for that lead.
So the rep moved a tile, went to get a refill on coffee, and came back to find a custom 60-second video ready to send to the client.
Zero manual work. A highly personalized touchpoint.
That changes the definition of following up. That isn't just sending an email saying just checking in. That's sending actual value.
Exactly. And you didn't spend 45 minutes recording it. You spent 2 seconds dragging a tile. This reinforces Pipeliner's interface design. It keeps the rep focused on the relationship, not the production.
That really is the definition of focus-driven. It's taking the industrial engine of auto content and hiding it behind the elegant interface of Pipeliner.
And that's why this combination is so powerful. Pipeliner provides the vessel, the structure, the process, the visual management. Auto content provides the fuel, the infinite content, to fill that vessel efficiently.
It effectively removes the excuse of, I didn't have time to follow up with something valuable.
Precisely. We are moving from an era of build it and they will come to an era of mental availability. You have to be there. And you can't be there if you are relying on manual labor for every single asset.
It's a shift from linear logic to parallel logic.
That's the perfect way to put it.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you, the listener, with something to chew on. What is the big takeaway here? Why do you need to care about this now?
I think we need to look at the agentic web.
The agentic web. Sounds like the sequel to The Matrix. What does that mean?
The auto content source mentions that the future isn't just humans reading content. It's AI agents reading content to answer human questions.
Like when you ask a search engine a question now, and instead of giving you 10 blue links, it just gives you the answer.
Right. And where does it get that answer? It gets it from structured data. It gets it from transcripts of videos and podcasts.
So if I don't have that content out there,
then the AI has nothing to read. If your business isn't generating structured data, audio content, and video content now at scale, you might be invisible to the search engines of 2026.
That is a haunting thought. If you aren't feeding the AI doesn't know you exist.
Exactly. Pipeliner gives you the system to manage the relationships, but auto content gives you the volume to ensure those relationships can even begin in an AI-driven world.
The tools are there. The automatizer is ready. The API is ready. It just takes the mindset shift to connect them.
It does. And the cost of not doing it is getting higher every day.
Well, on that note, we're going to leave you to rethink your production logic. Are you linear or are you parallel? Thanks for listening to this deep dive into Pipeliner and auto content. We'll catch you on the next one.